There's a piece in The Guardian today which reports on a major new survey of British school children's attitudes to pornography and has found a significant number of young people aged between 14 and 18 are watching it frequently, with some becoming addicted to sexually explicit content. Teachers have said they're being left to pick up the pieces from the damage pornography causes in schools, with the proliferation of adult material leading to warnings of sexually harmful behaviour amongst teenagers. Well, joining us to discuss this is Mary Sharp, who's CEO of the Reward Foundation, a sex and relationship education charity that does research on love, sex and internet pornography. Thank you so much for joining us. Do the findings in this report saying that one in five young people is regularly watching pornography, one in 10 think they may have an addiction to online pornography, does that ring true for you?
Absolutely, and it's probably an underestimation. Some recent research from Poland showed that 25% of children aged between 7 and 12 were watching it at least once a month. And a lot of kids don't want to say they're watching, or in case they get into trouble from parents or teachers or whatever. But it is so widespread, particularly through social media. I mean, there's a huge amount of it on Twitter, that is not surprising that at the age, you know, these young children are, when they're particularly sexually curious and exploring their sexual lives, that they're going to look online for ideas.
And do you think that the Online Harms Bill will go any way to curbing this? Because I spoke to a guest earlier on the show who was very much against pornography being mentioned in schools, because her contention was that children shouldn't be seeing it in the first place. But of course they are, so we have to deal with the situation that we have. But we can also acknowledge that ideally they wouldn't be. So how possible is it to get that genie back in the bottle, do you think?
Well, I don't think you can get the genie back in the bottle, but the incredibly important thing is to educate children and trust them that if you teach them about how their brain works, and that's what we focus on, we teach them about how they're motivated and, you know, what makes them stimulated and how too much stimulation of any kind, but particularly through pornography, can lead to all kinds of mental health problems, can lead to physical health problems. One of the big issues is a lot of kids think that they're addicted to pornography when they're not really. They've got what's called sexual conditioning.
Yeah.
But they can develop things like erectile dysfunction, and it takes maybe 8-9 years for that to develop. But if they're not taught that this is a realistic possibility of watching hours and hours of porn a week, that this can develop in years to come, then, you know, the educational system's failing.
I actually spoke to an educator who works in this area who said that that was often the only thing that you could say that would make teenage boys in particular sit up and pay attention when discussing online pornography. And looking at the broader discussion that we're having this hour about the government's attempts to curtail potentially what can be addressed within schools in the RSE curriculum, should that concern us, do you think?
It should concern us, because one of the problems is that people think if you just teach consent, everything will be well. But the problem is that children are being taught, and I've actually been at an education conference where there was a woman, an external provider of services, teaching kids about BDSM practices, saying just as long as you consent to sexual choking and strangulation, it's all okay. Well, 11 and 12 year olds don't know that more adult sexual adventurers, if you like, who use safety words and gestures when they might be engaging in more advanced sexual practices. Kids don't know about that, and they just watch porn, see it, and try to replicate what they see, and that's incredibly dangerous. There's a need for that.
Mary Sharp, thank you so much. CEO of the Reward Foundation, a sex and relationship education charity.